Welcome to Beside the Still Waters by Pastor Sammy Jechi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
I don't deserve it. I don't deserve to come before your throne. But by the blood of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the only Yehoshua, the only Yehoshua Titkenu, the Lord my righteousness, by his death, I am able to enter the most holy place. Oh, come on. I'm expecting you to do a better clap and a better shout. Come on, give him glory, give him glory. Hallelujah. This is the essence of today, that we will understand what it means to separate the Holy Friday, for us to know exactly what happened that we are celebrating. Many say we are celebrating Easter, but I'm telling you, we haven't brought ourselves to understand the details of Easter. And I'm telling you, I said it yesterday, and I'm saying it today again, that Easter is that which defines Christianity. Without Easter, there is no Christianity. Because without Easter, that nobody dare. Let me tell you, all supposed religious leaders came, but they are gone. But thanks be to God, our God went, and he gave it access to the mercy seat, and he rose again, and he's at the Father's seat, the right hand of the throne, still making intercession for us. That one is for another time. Now let's get to the narrative here. It's very important. I don't want you to miss the narrative. Now, which verse am I, please? Which verse am I? Yeah. Okay. Let me take it from verse 50. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up the spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. These were the signs that happened. Believers who had died, who were already buried, they resurrected. Hiya. Hallelujah. They resurrected, and the Bible, listen to what the Bible says. He said, and coming out of the grave after his resurrection, they didn't come out of the grave immediately. They opened their eyes, but they waited for the King of Kings to come out. And they came out with him to show themselves to their families. May God hit you with that resurrection power. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's go on. So when the centurion, let me take the second part of verse 53. They went into the holy city and appeared to many. Can you imagine that? Maybe you buried your father some years ago, and he was a believer, and all of a sudden, your father has come. What happened? On the day Jesus Christ died, he resurrected. So he has come. These were things to prove that the man the Roman soldiers were dealing with was not just a human being. He was a God. Come on, give God some praise. Give God some praise. This is a serious business. Hallelujah. I love that. Verse 54. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Hallelujah. Let's all say, "Truly, this was the Son of God." I want you to say it louder. Let's go. Again, let this vibrate the whole building. Go. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, "Truly, Jesus is the Son of God." Disturb him. Disturb her. Truly. Tell him again. Tell somebody. Tell someone. Tell about five people. Some of you are good. You can sit and navigate yourself to tell five people. Amen. Please sit down. Verse 55. And many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, were there looking on afar. Among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Amen. Now, verse 57. Now when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary sitting opposite. Ah. Amen. Now let's go. On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember while he was still alive, how the deceiver said, 'After three days I will rise.' Therefore command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say to the people, 'He had risen from the dead.' So the last deception will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard. Go your way. Make it as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. Full stop. We shall continue on Sunday. Amen. Now it so happened that Joseph, you see, Jesus is not an ordinary man. God had to nominate a rich man who was very, very influential at that time, who had access to the presidency. He went to the leaders of the day and demanded the body of Christ. As for that, listen, the chief priests and the Pharisees, they had no power. One person who is a disciple, but then a man of influence. May you be a woman of influence. May you be a man of influence. We need influential people in the house of God. Listen, all of you young people, don't aspire to be ordinary people. Listen, and don't apologize for becoming an influential person. We need such people in the body of Christ. One person, he faced the religious leaders. entered the palace and placed a demand for Jesus' body. You know what? He didn't just keep it there. He didn't take the body to Kolebu. To join everybody. Is this one yours? It be him? I was looking for my brother. I'm telling you, that day, some of you have never gone to mortuary. Go to the mortuary one day. The guy was stepping on the bodies like that. Numu emene. I said, no, I had to follow. Walking through dead bodies. That day I was initiated. Hey! The saint couldn't leave me for 1 week. You know what? But Jesus Christ is not one of those. He was taken and wrapped with a white new linen. And he was well preserved. And they buried him in a new tomb that Joseph of Arimathea had prepared for himself according to tradition. It's not written in the Word of God, but according to tradition, all right, he had prepared that for himself, that when he died, they should bury him there. But this time he said, my tomb belongs to the King of Kings and the only Son of God. He put him there, put a large stone there, but the chief priests and the priests and the Pharisees, they were not satisfied yet. They said, we will seal it. Because this man said in 3 days, he will resurrect. Let's see how he will come out. They went to Pilate. Pilate said, go. Oh yeah, now. This man, you know, concern me. Go and do it as secure as you want. They went, put mortar, did everything they had to do, and they put guards there. They thought they had secured the place. On Sunday, we will end the narrative. God bless you. Come on, give God praise, somebody. Give God praise. I'm telling you, I love Jesus. I love what he has done. Hallelujah. I want you to rise up again. Just talk to him. I want to hold somebody's hand. We are going to pray together. We are going to say, Lord God, keep us in your presence. Lord God, show us to serve you better. In the name of Jesus. Come on, shall we pray? Shall we pray? Shall we pray? Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. Oh, yes. My Lord and my God. Oh, yes, Lord.
Stay tuned. We will be right back. You are welcome back to Beside the Still Waters.
Help me. Be my glory. Now leave your neighbor and stretch your hands. Come on, surrender to the Lord as we sing the song. Go in. Oh, be my glory. Oh, till. Come on, surrender. 2 minutes more. Come on, lift. Just lift your hand. Come on. I feel the presence. voice of God here. He that we are going to serve God better. Shall we pray? Let's all make that commitment. Jesus is depending on us to enlarge His kingdom. His power will be shown through us. Come on, stretch your hands before you, not up, before you, before you. I'm looking at the time. I'm not going to stress you. Everybody, all of you at the top. Listen, all you young people. I was a young boy when I made that commitment. At the age of 10, I made that commitment that I'm going to serve you. So it's possible for a 10-year-old, 8-year-old, 11-year-old to say, I will serve the Lord. And so don't think you are a child. Just talk to Him. A few seconds more. Hallelujah. Come on, give God praise, somebody. Go and shake somebody. Shake Him. And say, love Jesus. Say, I love Jesus. Tell somebody too that we belong to Jesus. I want you to share Easter pleasantries. Say things about Easter. Say, the blood belongs, the cross. The cross belongs to you. Say, tell Him, He did it for you. He did it for us. Bow down our heads. You might be coming to church, but you haven't really given your life to Christ. This is a time of decision. You want to lift your hand with me like that. You want to give your life to Christ. Just lift your hand. Anybody other top there? If you ushers, you notice someone, let me know. Listen, you want to give your life to Him. You want to say, Lord, I want to give my life to Christ. This is how it is. Just give your life to Him. I'm not seeing anybody. It means that everybody has given his life to Christ. You want to do that? God bless you, my sister. Yes. Just walk to this place. Walk to me. Oh, yes, Lord. I want to listen. You want to say, I want to give my life to Christ again. God bless you. I didn't ask you to lift your head. I said, let's bow our heads. We are praying. Want to give your life to Christ. I am waiting for a few minutes. You are the reason why we came together. God is waiting for you. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, in Up your hand, my sister. Let's all say this prayer with her. Lord Jesus, today I come to you just as I am. I heard your word and I receive you as my Lord and personal Savior. From today, my life belongs to you. I will walk with you and serve you all the days of my life. Amen. Let's give God glory. I want you to go. Listen. Look at the man ahead. Look at the man ahead. If you have your bag, pick it and go to him. Amen. Now, let's give God praise. You know what? We are facing a serious situation. Today, let's make a decision that we are going to tell somebody about the love of Christ. Until we go out there and tell, we have a program coming, but take the decision that I want to be part of the team that will go out there to tell somebody, all of us, not particular people, all of us. Pretty soon, we are all going to be part of the outreach process. How do you feel if nobody gets saved? How do you feel now? How do you feel? I think God is not pleased with us. It's true. He is not pleased with us. But I know that we are taking a decision. Tonight, have some quiet time, you alone with God, and tell Him a few things. Amen. Before the year ends, you must have somebody you want to Christ and to establish Him. Not just living, but somebody you warn unto Christ. Is somebody here with me? Easter is a huge thing, and I'm going to pursue it. Amen. I'm going to pursue Easter. I don't fear at all. Next year you will see a different one. You will see a higher patronage. I have concluded it. I know it's coming to pass. Next year I'm going to package it well, tight. Amen. And we are going to have a full week, Passion Week. Hallelujah. And we are going to have a good ceremony about the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Hallelujah. So on Sunday, I want to give you some space to foul horns. Amen.
We hope you have been inspired and transformed by Pastor Sammy Jechi. Stay blessed.